Blog Talk Radio.
You can tell me that stars won't come out at night. You can tell me that.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hello, one more time. This is Nathan in Orangeburg, South Carolina, coming to you, putting Pastor Oliver and his first lady on the spot. Tonight, we are having revival in Orangeburg, November the 12th. 13th, I'm sorry. This is your night. Having guest speaker, Prophetess Bobby Jack from Hinesville, Georgia. We are live on the spot.
Thank you. for this year and after their prayer. Now, God, we pray that this woman of God come to minister to these young people, God. That you would convict their heart, blow their minds, God. Change their desire, change their thought patterns, God. Give them the mind of Christ. And give them, God, to know that you're able to do all things. No matter what they're going through, no matter what the devil brings against them, their body, their home, their family, or whatever situation it might be. Lord, we rebuke the devil right now. Give them the name of Jesus. And we claim victory. Victory! And deliver from this night. Oh God, we come to thank you now. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, God, for this another day of life now to yourself. Thank you, God, for allowing us to come to this night. Lord, revival. Oh God, revive our heart, revive our mind, our soul, and our spirit. Give us a refreshing, give us a renewing, give us a regeneration of this life, God. Do what you can do, God. Get the miracle of this life, God. That's what you thought the man would be. See, I stood up on you on the fact that we fight steps. Right, Jesus' name we pray. God and God. Amen. Give God a hand of praise to God. Before you leave, you see, our scripture tonight is coming from Psalm 101, the 113th Psalm.
Because I believe God has a special word for all of us. And we don't know
But I believe that God's going to do something special for all of us who are here on the scene. And it is indeed my great privilege and pleasure to introduce the song and to present others, none other than Apostle. Some of you know her as a prophet, but as an Apostle, Dorothy Gett. From the land. She's going nationally, she's going internationally. But you and I know her to be a powerhouse of God.
Amen.
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 And so we ask that you just give God the grace and our anointing people come to this night. Apostle Dorothy Gett. Thank you.
yourselves. Let your God thank you. You may be seated if you can. Glory to God. We appreciate God tonight. I said we appreciate God tonight. I gotta praise him and then I gotta get out. I say I gotta praise, but I got some praises. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I look back over my life, then I say things over. I can truly say I have a testimony.
Might be a very unusual way than I normally go, but however he wants to do it, is all right with me. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
You've been set up.
You've been set up. All right.
Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
You've been set up.
You've been set up.
And I love it when he do that because that means it's out of my completion control.
Yes.
Can we tell God thank you?
Thank you.
Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, the enemy can't do nothing to you unless he gets permission.
My Lord God. Yes, Lord.
No matter what happened to you, yes. Remember the enemy can't do nothing to you. Until you get permission.
Don't
cry when you're living tonight.
Amen.
I say the enemy, which is the devil, Satan, Lucifer. That's flew to. No peace. Demon. Can't do nothing to you except God allow him to do it to you.
Jesus.
He can try to bother you.
Yes, he can.
But he can't do nothing with
can't
you.
Can't do
nothing. Because God gave him permission.
That's exactly right.
Oh, he can try.
Yeah.
But he can't do nothing to you.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
We're going to the book of 2 Corinthians. We're going to start out there tonight. We'll end up somewhere in Hebrew, I guess. I guess if you'll let me get that far. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We spoke to you last night about, amen, in your suffering. Somebody ought to look at somebody and say, honey, you ain't suffered yet.
Honey, you ain't suffered yet.
He said, through your suffering, you made perfect. In your suffering, you made perfect on last night. But a lot of folks don't want to suffer, Pastor. They're running from suffering. You never see so many people trying to get away from suffering. Little they know, they about to be made. Y'all ain't gonna help me. The body been made for something. Y'all ain't gonna ride with me. They ain't coming. I saw you coming in the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, coming in on a chariot. Holy Ghost. And in this season and time, the body is going through a lot of torment. You would like to say, take your time. Because the body going through what it's going through, many times we try to avoid it from suffering. Somebody say suffering.
Suffering.
Look at your neighbor on the other side and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Pain ain't no joke.
Pain ain't no joke.
Look at your other neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
And it's showing up on for your good.
It's showing up for your good.
I want you to eyeball your other neighbor and say, but neighbor.
But neighbor.
It brings about.
It brings about.
A perfection.
A perfection. Jesus.
You're going to have to help me.
Yes, Lord.
Man, I feel the rolling soul in my belly too. I don't know how to even deliver this one here.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But I know that it's coming.
Yeah.
So the Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, he told me to read this verse. When he began to talk like that, you know, I don't know how it is with you, but with me, he set me up. He set me up. The Bible says, we're going to speak to you tonight in reference to bearing the affliction. Look at somebody say bearing it.
Bearing it.
In the suffering.
In suffering.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
With a subtopic to comfort one another.
My God.
God got to help me tonight. Now the Bible says, if you don't mind, as Apostle Paul wrote to the church of Corinth, he says, amen, at verse 1, Paul and an apostle of Jesus Christ, and I love this hymn, he said, by the will of God. He didn't say by his own will. He didn't get some great revelation to become an apostle. He didn't think about being an apostle. He said, but by the will of God. All right, y'all have to stay with me tonight. Amen, because many people want to be an apostle, but it ain't the will of God. God, I feel a divine shifting and an anointing. Help me, Holy Ghost. He said, by the will of God, in Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints. Y'all see that, right? So he wasn't talking to no sinner people. He was talking to the saints. And when he talked to the saints, that means you got a transformed life.
Amen.
Oh, God got to help me tonight. And if your life ain't transformed, he ain't talking to you now. He's talking to the saints. So the Bible says, amen, which are in all achieved. With grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy, and the God of all comfort. Somebody ought to shout, all comfort.
All comfort.
See, if you don't got the Holy Ghost, you won't understand what comfort really is. The Bible says, who comforts us in some, in a few of our tribulation.
Jesus.
You ain't got to ride with me.
Uh-huh.
See, you won't even understand the principle in being comfort in your tribulation if you don't have the Holy Ghost. But he comforts us in all our tribulation that we may be able, somebody said that we may be able, to comfort them, which are in any trouble.
Y'all
ain't got to rest. See, now you're saying people, and then the only way you're going to be able to understand me is that you don't got a transformation in your mind, and you're and you don't receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because without the Holy Ghost, you're not going to be able to handle what I'm about to deliver tonight. Amen. Because so while I deliver to them that are saved and transformed, you got not saved and transformed. I want you to think about being saved and transformed, but you might get it tonight. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody can say, glory to God, who cover us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. Amen. Anybody that's in any trouble, somebody ought to shout, any trouble. Amen. By the comforter. Amen. Well, we'll be out there a comfort on God. He's of an after suffering, on Christ, abound in us. Look now, I want you to know, amen, that the suffering abounds in us. Amen. So our consolation also abounds by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation. Amen. In salvation, which is effectual, hidden in endurance. Amen. Of the same suffering, which we also suffer. Whether we be comforted, amen, it is for your consolation. In salvation, in 7 states, in our hope for you is steadfast. Y'all ain't saying nothing, in our hope for you is steadfast. Knowing that as ye are partaker, y'all ain't saying nothing of the suffering. Amen. So shall you be also of consolation. Somebody shout glory. Amen. For we would not, brother, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia. Amen. And we were pressed out. Anybody out there been pressed out? Seem like. Amen. Pressed out of a measure of our strength. Amen. It's so much that we despair, even of life. Even of life. Are you still with me, Lord God? Lord, help me now, Holy God. You got to be the real. Listen now, but we have the sinners. Amen. Of death in our sin, that we should not trust in ourselves. Are you still with me, glory to God? But in God, which raises the dead, who deliver us from so great a death, and doth deliver in whom we trust, that he will yet deliver us. Look at your neighbor and say, he going to deliver you. You don't got to worry about it. Amen. If you're in Christ Jesus, he's going to deliver you. In the Bible says, he also has it together by prayer for us. Never give the soul of one for us. By the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. And if you don't mind, stick something there. We'll be back in a minute. In 2 Timothy, glory to God. It is the Bible say. Somebody look at somebody and say, the Bible say. In 2 Timothy, chapter 2, if I ain't gonna make anything, if you don't mind, please, about down verse 13, he begins to say these words right here. He said, therefore, let me go back up for y'all deep people. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was risen from the dead according to my gospel. For wherein I suffer trouble. But you're still with me. As a evil doer, sometimes you're gonna suffer. People gonna call you all kind of names. People gonna blaspheme against you. People gonna say all manner of things against you. But you're still with me, glory to God. You're gonna suffer as a evil doer, but yet not evil. God might have designed. You got to realize, glory to God, that you're suffering. That somebody else, amen, may be comforted by what you suffer. Are you still with me? Lord, help me there. Somebody say, glory to God. How can I be able? Amen. To go on this thing like this. Yeah. Except God be in me. Except God be with me. Except God know that I shall not. That I know, that I know, that I know. That the only way I can stand. That God got to be in the inside of me. Are you still with me, glory to God? Amen. You got to understand that there will be some people that gonna say that you in the spirit of error. There gonna be some people that say that you ain't preaching the truth. Yeah. There gonna be some people that say, glory to God, that they don't take all that. Yeah. There gonna be some people, amen, that's gonna scandalize your name. Yeah. And the Bible say, hallelujah, amen, glory to God. You're going to suffer, amen, trouble. That's an evil doing and even unto fun. But the word of God is not bound. The word ain't going to be bound, y'all. Therefore, I endure. Y'all ain't sending that to Brother Paul. Amen, again, to tell Brother Timothy. I endure all these, but you may say that that many also attain, and that the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with what with an eternal glory is the faith of saying, but we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Are you still with me, Lord God? If we believe not, yet he abides labor. He cannot deny himself. Are you still with me, Lord God? Amen. Help me not, Holy God, of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that thou strive, that they strive, not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Oh, y'all may stand there. Help me, Holy God, so that they show thyself approved unto God, a worker that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Y'all may stand there, Lord God. Look at him now, hallelujah. Amen, you got to suffer. Amen, no, you don't want to suffer. I got one more place I got to go. And then I'm going to let him do it like he want to do it. Romans, amen, glory to God. About, amen, the 8th chapter. Help me now, Holy Ghost. Romans, the 8th chapter. Pick it up like it right here. Now listen, glory to God. If you're going to bear anything, you're going to have to go through some suffering. If you're going to bear anything, tell your neighbor you got to endure. After you done tolerate, after you done endure, you got to tolerate some things. You got to put up with people in your mess. You got to put up with people, amen. Amen. In their situation and circumstance. Romans picked it up in the 8th chapter, about one or two verses here. If you will, glory to God. He said, amen, hallelujah. 8 and 19. Lord, help us. Just a little bit. At verse 16, it says, that with our spirit, that we are the children of God. And if the children be in error, heirs of God and joint heir with Christ, and so be that we suffer, amen, with him, that we may be also glorified together. Are you still with me, glory to God? Are you still with me, glory to God? Amen. The Bible said, verse 18, I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with, amen, the glory which shall be revealed. Are y'all still with me? Revealing I know you thought I was talking some crazy stuff last night, but I come by to tell you, amen, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiting for the manifestation of the Son of God. Now listen, glory to God, I must tell you, hallelujah, that the Bible say, amen, that many all the righteous, but he shall deliver them out of them all. Look at somebody and tell her, I got to bear this suffering. I got to bear this affliction. I can't, amen, keep trying to work on money. I got to get down my side, amen, and condition myself in praying and fasting that I be able to bear some money, to be able to go through, to be able to take some day. Why, amen, that he can turn up so great love on me, because the Lord our God is calling you, glory to God, and then to be made like he wants you to be made. He calling you, glory to God, to be able to endure like a hard soldier. Y'all ain't got to ride with me. I just come by to tell you that you need to, amen, cure yourself up, because we're about to go through. And if you ain't here, you ain't going to be able to go through. You got to begin to take that little light affliction that you are going through, you got to bear it, you got to endure it, you got to tolerate it, you got to bring yourself to a faith, amen, in Christ Jesus, that you're going to stop complaining, you're going to stop murmuring. Y'all ain't right with it. You got to stop murmuring. Why did the house on there? Shut your mouth up and say, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for having me to be able to go through this situation. Help me, Holy
Yeah.
somebody else. I know, glory to God. It's a rough road, glory to God. It's tight, but it's right. It's cut and dry sometimes. It's cutting you up something, glory to God. Before you can get healed off of that, here comes another move. Before you can get that move, bandage up, glory to God. Here comes another one, glory to God. My God comes out, hallelujah. He looked out of money, and he said, good job, money. This is my people. I'm going to put my word in their mind. I'm going to put that word in their heart. I'm going to be their God, and they're going to be my people. Y'all accept that. He's trying to tell us, don't you worry. Don't you worry. God got it. All he wants you to do is trust him. Depend on his word. Look to the hill. We're coming your help. Come on, come on. But for a small moment, it seems like it's forever. But it's only for a small moment. Lord, him must have. He said, one day with the Lord, him must have. It's like a thousand years. But you still with me, glory to God. It seems like, amen, it's forever. Don't seem like you're going to never come out of the pocket. But you ought to say, God, I thank you that you allow this affliction to come upon me, that I may suffer, that your glory might be revealed in my life, that I may come forth and have a perfect and a sanctified soul, that when they look upon me, they won't see me, that they'll see Christ Jesus, they won't look at who I am and what my name is, but they'll see the Father, because glory to God, it's all about him, and he being in my life, and for that glory to God, you can't see it. All you say is Jesus Christ, my God, hallelujah. He said it in the word that when we, amen, begin to come unto him and cast all our cares, cast it on him, cast it on him. I'm giving it to you, Lord. I can't do nothing with this child. He off the chain, God. I can't do nothing with this man. He's my God, hallelujah. Amen. He got me pulling my hair. I can't sleep. I can't rest. Give him to Jesus. I got this woman. Just amen. It won't do right. She spent all the excess money. My God from Zion. She paid my show night. She bought shoes instead of paying bill. She bought weave instead of paying bill. She had the hairdresser before she paid her bill. Y'all ain't got around me. If I ain't been through that to myself, if I ain't passed the test myself, how can I tell you what to do when I'm in the midst of my situation? All I got to do is say, God, amen, prove me in this situation. Make me in this situation that I might be able to comfort somebody. He said, not just in some thing, but you comfort them in all things, in all they trouble. Lord, him must have. When your baby get a baby out of wedlock, you ought to tell God, thank you. Just still trying to put out a circulation, because the Lord God is allowing you to suffer it, that you might be a help to somebody else. Y'all ain't got to laugh at me. Your child, they're going to hold a sacred apostolic. You must be going to have to minister to somebody else's child. That got a homosexuality spirit. Got a lesbianism spirit. I know you don't want to run with that. How can I bury it? How can I tolerate it? How can I cover it? You got to get yourself built up on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. You got to get yourself. the Holy Ghost so you can be an encouragement to somebody else. We don't want suffering. But he said, you got to bear this thing. You got to bear the affliction and the suffering that's in Christ Jesus. That you may be glorified. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That you might comfort. Amen. Them that's in trouble. How can I tell somebody else how to come over? How to come out? How to have a victory? But every time my victory comes to the door, I back it up. Amen. Because I ain't ready to take the bear. Good God, money. You talking about a short work. How the way gonna get a short work done? Amen. In a short period of time. You got to go through the pressure. You got to go through the pressure cooker. Y'all don't like the pressure cooker. Because in the pressure cooker, when once it go in, you slip on Sunday. You close that pressure pocket. You can't open it till it gets there.
That's right. That's
right. Some of us in the Lord, we're in the pressure cooker. Amen. And the heat get turned up. You know, just about before it gets good and done, the heat get double, get triple. Y'all got the robin. Because it's on its time. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. And you're in a pressure cooker. Amen. And God, amen. Hallelujah. Is pressing you out. Are you still going to go to God? You're going to be perfect, honey. You might want to gear up and receive it. I don't care who you are, what you are, you sanctify. If you are Holy Ghost leader, if you are faithful, tell yourself the bridegroom is coming. Amen. And the bride got to have herself ready. And if you ain't conditioned you that you might be able to go back with him, you gotta tell somebody, my dress ain't getting right. Lord, help me. I went to the theater. Amen. But they fit me like this. But since that time, y'all, before my original day come, amen, I done put on an excess weight. I done gathered up some extra stuff. Amen. And in the midst of that, amen, you see, glory to God in your affliction. In your affliction, you got infected. Can I work it? In your affliction, you got some inflammation. You got infected because you were complaining too much. You were saying, amen, hallelujah. I'm too tired. I can't take this. I just can't put up with this. I'm sick and tired. Amen. Of them aggravating me. I'm sick and tired. Oh, the money not coming out right. See, you begin to grip hold. Amen. Just some slight infection. And amen, if you don't hurry up and get the infection out, the infection, glory to God, will cause you to blow up. It'll cause you to swell up. And you're going to reach out there and cut somebody asunder. Doing this to somebody. Doing that to somebody. Because, glory to God, you don't understand that you should have got rid of that little bit of thing that's causing you to be infected. That went over like a wet cup. They didn't want that. I'm going to say it again. When you begin to complain, you got infected.
Yeah.
And when you got infected, now even you're all blown up. And since you blown up, anybody say anything to you, you cut their head off. Because you're infected. Because you don't want to bear the affliction that God has allowed. See, the affliction ain't infected yet. I better come out here. I said the affliction ain't infected yet. The only way to get infected is you allow to get infected. But if you keep it purified, so Isaiah said to purify them. You got to wrap it. In my affliction, I'm going to keep it purified.
My Lord.
In the midst of my situation, in the midst of my condition, in the midst of my circumstances, I'm going to keep it purified.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my wound purified.
Jesus.
I'm going to keep my affliction purified.
Jesus.
I'm going to go through praying to God.
My God.
I'm going to go through praying. Y'all ain't helping me. As long as I'm praying and praying to God, my affliction gonna stay purified. And if it stay purified, it ain't gonna get infected, amen. Because you're rubbing me the wrong way. You're saying the wrong thing to me. You treat me different, amen. You act like I'm an outsider in your shadow. You treat me like I'm an outcast. That I don't really belong in here. Y'all done got to ride with me. And then you see you find yourself. And then in the midst of your affliction, you complain. Amen. Instead of complaining, lift your hands up and say, God, I just want to thank you. I just want to praise you. I just want to glorify you. My body don't feel good. It's wrecked with pain. But in this pain, I'm going to praise you, didn't I? In this pain, I'm going to glorify you.
Thank you.
believing that with all. With the preparation of the gospel preaching, I got to make sure that I got on the right shoes. I can't go to war with no summer shoes on. I can't go to war with no flip-flop shoes on. I got to have the right shoes on. You got to tell somebody that I'm gonna bear this thing. I'm standing up on my feet. I ain't bearing this. I'm standing on my feet. So he has keeping his mind stayed on me. He said, I'm keeping in perfect peace. Who trusted in the law? If you trust in the law, the devil can't snatch your mind. The devil can't make you have all these weird thoughts. Your mind stayed on me. If you still with me up in here, many other afflictions. He said, but you got to bear. He said, you got to bear the affliction in the suffering. Bearing means enduring. Bearing means, and still with me. He said, endure. Help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody holler, tolerance.
Tolerance.
You mean I got to tolerate? You acting like you acting?
Yeah.
You mean I got to put up with you with your mean, bitter, nasty thing?
Yeah.
You mean I got to endure?
Yeah.
You acting like a stone fool?
Yeah.
Like you ain't got no kind of sin?
Yeah.
Tell your name, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That rebellious sister in the church, that stiff-necked brother, that hard-headed, disobedient.
Yeah.
Somebody say bear. Somebody say bear.
Bear.
Cussing both out.
Mm-hmm.
In the church. I got to bear him?
Yeah.
You got to know how to stand and take authority. I'll take authority over you cursing you.
Yes.
You coming out of here.
You coming out.
Today. Okay. Not tomorrow, today.
Right now. Right now.
Then I'll bear the results that come out.
Yes.
Are you still with me?
Yeah.
They cuss you out when you come in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing things everywhere. Knocking things down. They drunk. Smoking cigarettes. Lord, you mean to tell them I got to put up with this? For the sanctified wife.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to bear that type of thing. For the sanctified wife shall sanctify her husband. And if the husband be saved, and she not saved, for the sanctified husband shall sanctify her. The wife.
Right.
But how can you do it if you don't want to bear that? How can you do it when you don't want to tolerate that? How can you do it when you don't want to put up with that? Because see, if you live a life, they get saved. If you start bickering with them,
amen.
Y'all got
quiet. Amen.
Amen. Help me, Holy Ghost. See, you bickering and cussing and my God, and drinking and smoking, and you trying to be saved? And you going to get on that channel with them? All you got to do is go to preach. You go to praying and the Holy Ghost in them tongues go to shooting out. They ain't sober. They'll be sober. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Thank you for praying for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep going. I promise y'all, amen. You fix the bed. Lay your anointed hand over them.
Yeah.
Your anointed arms. You wrap them around that unsaved spouse.
Jesus.
My God, from Zion.
Jesus.
Y'all don't want to wrap me. So you got to have the Holy Ghost. Tell somebody you got to have the Holy Ghost.
Got to have the Holy Ghost.
I can't tell sister how to do hers, but I don't know how to do mine.
Well, once again.
So that you may comfort one another with consolation. Y'all, how you going to encourage somebody and you ain't encouraged yourself?
My God.
How you gonna bring somebody up if you ain't brought up yourself?
Man.
Yes, you say you got there will be a fight. But you better take nobody to the next level because you can't go there yourself. Or y'all ain't gonna help me now. Or y'all ain't gonna help me now. Sweet Jesus from above. If you're gonna go where you gotta go, you gotta get beyond the norm and go to the unknown.
My Lord.
Tell them I don't bear this affliction.
I'm a bear this affliction.
It's hard on my flesh.
It's hard.
I'm a bear.
I'm a bear.
I'm gonna endure it.
Yes.
I'm a tolerant.
Yes.
But if I need it, because I know that when I come through,
yeah,
I'll be able to help somebody else.
Jesus.
But until I can come through, I can't help nobody else.
My Lord.
See, the blind can't lead the blind.
My God.
You can't get the mark out of mine, you gotta be in yours.
Oh my God.
You gotta first clean up yourself.
Jesus.
Because you gotta clean up. But you don't mess up. You can't help me get cleaned up and you still dirty.
My Lord.
You can't help me get straight and you still got crooked problems. You ain't riding with me, everything. How I'm gonna come through. Amen. That I need comfort. Them that got trouble. He said, you may comfort them in all. Good God Almighty. That don't mean, amen, I just comfort you because you got a smoking problem. I just comfort you because you got a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Come for you because you got a lust problem. Come for you because you got a gambling problem. Oh God, don't know what it's doing. Because that's another great affliction there. They gambling. When your money needs to be there, they ain't there. But you got to know how to help them get out of their trouble.
Jesus.
Say, help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Say, help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
For the Lord God is already ready. If you ready. If you ready, he ready. Just want him to do it. He'll do it for you. For apostles, no matter how it looks, God got it.
God got
it. He's moving in your behalf, and you don't even know he's moving. Because you're too caught up in complaining. God help me. Soon as you get rid of all of them, they come back again. Here come all these afflictions. One, two, three, oh. 5, 6. All them afflictions come back home. You thought people got rid of all them afflictions, but here they come back home. And it started all over here.
Jesus.
Because you ain't passed the test the first time.
Jesus.
Good God. Good God. Tell somebody, God help me.
God help me.
Many of the afflictions. Many. Men say it's on. Many of them are righteous. But he shall deliver. Hello?
I don't know.
Not some of your trouble, not some of your situation, but all of them. No matter what kind it is. No matter who brought it and how it got there.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes things come and you don't know how it really got right there. But it got there for you. What you going to do with it? What you going to do about it? I'm going to trust the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to trust the Lord that he's going to deliver. I'm going to trust the Lord that he's going to bring me out. I'm going to trust the Lord. I ain't going to complain. You know, sometimes you're going through things and God says, don't tell that. Sometimes you're about to break the pain and so don't talk about your pain. Ooh, I ain't got no help tonight. About to break with pain, it's hurting mighty bad.
Yeah.
Don't talk about your pain.
Uh-huh.
He'll tell you, don't talk about your pain.
Yeah.
Just don't lift the pain up no more. Give me a praise then.
In the praise energy.
They ain't swallowing no fish. They ain't swallowing. They still rolling around in their mouth.
Uh-uh.
You mean to tell, give God a praise and I'm paining like this?
Yeah.
I'm aching like this?
Yeah.
My feet feel like they about to roll off. My knees feel like they about to buckle.
Yeah.
My back, amen, I gave out. My head about to roll down the road. My eyes been hurting for 3 days. I got a migraine headache and they just won't stop. Tell me I got a rattle with me. I got pain in my lower abdomen and this won't stop. I need to get the word.
Jesus.
I believe without a shadow of a doubt. The minute you started getting dressed, that pain leave your body.
My Lord.
And some of y'all conditioned it twice worse of the God to try you to see. You can really believe that if you get to the spiritual hospital, you ain't going to have to worry about your bank. The closer you get there, the less pain you get. The minute you step in the door, they all see, and in some cases, they get quite bad. Just to see if you're going to stay up here and up here. Is that not a physician?
No.
Come down to the specialist. Yes. But the specialist got your antidote. Yes. If you'll take it. Some of y'all play around with things so much you put it in your mouth and put it on your tongue and wait till they turn their head and then spit it back out. But you don't want to be healed. You don't want no deliverance yet. You don't want to. They don't want that yet. Because if they get that, they won't have no pity party. You won't have to come see. About the, I don't feel good. I was wondering if you can bring me some food to eat. I was wondering if you can stop by. No.
My God.
Ain't nothing wrong with your leg. Ain't nothing wrong with your hand. You got a little pain in your body. Get on up and get in that kitchen and cook some food. Because if you had to go to work, you don't get a feeling if you get up in the room. Y'all ain't hearing me. Come on, get down here. Come on, it's all right. Just don't sit in that seat next to Dr. Diane, because you'll get a baby. somebody say, God heal.
God heal.
Your pain regulator.
Your pain regulator.
Close, right here, in Hebrew. Lord, help me from that. God is so great. You ain't got to turn it. I'm going to turn to it real quick. You can just write it down if you got some aching time. Hebrews 11 and 25 says, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, that he a rebel. Praise be to Jesus. Hello, somebody. Choose a rebel to suffer the affliction which the people of God then they enjoy. Y'all ain't saying that. The pleasure. Now, how many of y'all are willing to suffer with the people of God than to suffer with the sinner? I'm just going to make it in our terminology.
Yeah.
I'd rather be at the house of God than to be sitting there at home wrecked with pain.
Amen.
But the Bible says that Moses, after he came of age, recognizing who he was and what he was, he chose not to suffer. Are you still with me? He chose rather to suffer with.
Right.
He chose rather to suffer with. He could have had the pleasure of life.
Yeah.
The pleasure of life. My name goes through. He bought up a thing down. But some of y'all would rather have the pleasure of the world than to have the pleasure of God. Hello, somebody. And this is why you keep hearing the message. Come out from among them and be ye separate. God wants you to be king's children. And king's children don't want,
amen,
nor need for nothing. Before you even think or even act, it's already in the supply.
Amen.
I don't know how
to do it.
We are the royal priesthood.
Yes. Jesus.
We are royal people.
Yeah. My God.
Stop acting like you ghetto and get in the royal land. Get out of the ghetto mentality.
Jesus.
Come on over on the royal side.
On the royal side.
Begin to come out our whole shop. Begin to, amen, bring out the position your mind, Lord. Stop thinking, amen, nickels and dimes. Y'all done got to ride in here. You got to ride in the royal place, honey. As long as you stay down here in the nook, hello, somebody. Amen, city tree and clothes is all right. Let's get up high in city tree. Bye-bye. Don't get me wrong, you can go in and get you something every now and then, but don't let it be your main thing. Go down the depths and juggle with me. I got to ride with me. Get some space. Have a climb. Live off the chain right now, but nevertheless. Are you still with me? Are you still with me? Come on, you look like Gucci Mama with Gucci Mama clothes on. Because you got a Gucci mentality. When you step into something elegant, people don't even know that's you. Help me, Holy Ghost. Don't do me like that. Set me up. Well, I'm black rose. What do you say? Well, black rose. What's black rose? Get that. Elegant. Show them that it ain't always white. Step into the classic. Yeah. Show them that you can be very elegant.
Yeah. Right.
You got to ride with me. Yeah, y'all ain't got to ride with me. But no, you want to stay in low class. And my daddy is a millionaire.
Multi-millionaire.
Can I utilize you for a moment? Can you say it?
to know how to endure your affliction and suffering so that everybody knows you're going through. You know, people won't know your business except you tell them. They don't know what you're suffering in your house until you open your mouth. That God revealed it. You reveal the secret to his father and his friend. Ain't that right? To his father and his friend. You reveal the secret thing to his friend, Holy Ghost, and to his father. And for that we give God thanks. But tonight, in your affliction and in your suffering, God wants you to endure it. Because there's a glory that he's going to bring through you. People want that anointing, but they don't want to suffer for that anointing. That went down in there, I felt it. You want the anointing, you're going to pay for it.
Amen.
You want the glory to be revealed in your life, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Every man that got the Holy Ghost, every soul that got the Holy Ghost, and that way five will be able to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Jesus.
They're going to be able to cast out devils.
Yeah.
In his name.
Yeah.
That's the promise that he gave.
Yes, he did.
Once you get that Holy Ghost, you're going to be able to tread upon. Not to walk in the middle of, amen, of somebody playing with snakes and scorpions. And, you know, you got some churches down there that worship serpents and scorpions.
Yes.
They don't want to go home to them. They are fool too. I'm about to say they are fool.
That way it's safe. Yes.
But just in half of
them,
if I should be traveling, and there'll be a servant.
Yeah.
That's dead.
Yeah.
And he hit me.
Uh-huh.
I won't die.
I won't die.
Because I got the Holy Ghost.
Because I got the Holy Ghost.
Not the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And just in case that means you decide you want to give me something to pardon me.
Uh-huh.
You know, you want to be with me.
Uh-huh.
You want to put some Hindu, voodoo.
Yeah.
Black magic, white magic.
Yeah.
Yellow magic, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You gonna shake your power and stuff around me and on me? It won't have no
faith. Amen.
Take the
Amen.
That if I got the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Not just shaking every now and then. That ain't the Holy Ghost. See, you got a touch of it, but you just stay there and get it completely shut.
Jesus.
You get the fullness of it. You smell the water. You taste the water, but you didn't get the water.
Mm.
He said, if you believe on me as the scripture has said, the out of your belly shall flow.
Rivers
of living water. Some of y'all need the Holy Ghost. You've been having the Malachi spirit that you got. It. When your tests and trials come, you're able to endure for a moment. But as the heat gets turned up, you find yourself back down in the gutter. Because you don't have nothing to heat you. You don't have nothing to cause you to be able to be sustained to carry it through.
My God.
And you're finding yourself up and down. Up and down. Not able to bear it. Not able to endure. Not able to go through. Y'all didn't hear me. You're going to have the Holy Ghost about what's about to come on the face of the earth that's going to be revealed in this area that's already happened in some areas. Since I saw you last, one of the members in my church, somebody got shot and killed while she was in the hospital. 26 years old. And the doctor was looking for her mind to snap. But because she had the Holy Ghost.
And,
she kept up that. Are you still with me? To see your baby today and the next day he dead, shot and killed. You can't handle it without the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
Now some were shot and killed, but me to look at that blood, it took the Holy Ghost. And when I went to that funeral home, raised him from the dead, Pastor Diane. With intent that I know what I've done on inside. His blood daddy had got there before I got there and had his bone. And I told him, you know, man, don't do that until I get there. My baby will come back alive. You can just sleep.
Read it without me. He too shot all his blown off. It took the Holy Ghost. You hear what I'm saying to you? It's slipping in my belly by right now. He come all the way down to the front. Help me, Holy Ghost. It took the Holy Ghost. Are you still with me? And I said to the Lord. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, then you still not been done yet. He said, it still belongs to me. The matter ain't in your hand. It's in my hand. Are you still with me? Sit right down the front. First lady, it's all right. Y'all don't stay safe. You better tell her, Dr. Diane. You better tell her. He ain't gonna lie. It's the truth.
She got one already on there.
She already got one on there? You better pray that it don't turn to two. You gotta get a paper, put on that one baby, sit in his chair. You get ready to pray. I want you to hear what I'm saying to you in the Holy Ghost. You better hear me under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Because something is coming. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. You will not be able to handle what's about to hit the face of earth. Except you be endued with power from on high.
Yes.
You will not be able to go through what we're about to go through. But some of you all, will turn us in while we pray that the Lord will hurry and give us. There'll be some of you that shall sell out and take the mark of the beast. For there's something coming. Ain't gonna be no jobs. Ain't gonna be no money. And your loved ones will be subject to kill you for a piece of bread. And if you ain't got no Holy Ghost,
yeah,
and you don't know how to pray, Jesus, to be able to endure as you wait patiently on the Lord to supply your every need and give you your want, you will submit to the wicked one.
Woo!
And if you the Holy Ghost, don't think amen is just a shaking and a Baby, it's the empowering of the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, that Jesus died and gave his life on his side and to send it back to the Father, that he may send us back the Comforter, that we may have something to comfort us in our troubled times. We'll be able to be caught up with him. He said, if he that got his spirit, then none of you. You don't have the Spirit of God, you're none of you. You must have the Spirit of God. You must have the Spirit of God. You must have the Spirit of God. You don't get it by copying on the table. You don't get it by listening to other people. You got to repent. You got to be baptized. And then you're going to see the gift of the Holy Ghost. God, she's got to get out in the name of Jesus Christ for remission. Acts 2 and 33. I said, yeah, that ain't my doctrine. It's not a doctrine. It's not what I want to say to you. So there must be a death. You got to die out to see.
Amen.
This is what I got to die out to see.
God has seen.
Don't change him. One Lord.
One Lord. One faith.
One baptism.
One baptism.
Get mad with the world. I ain't preaching. I'm just trying to tell you a course. Until you do it like the folks have to, ain't it on? Ain't it on? It's bad to be on your way to help and find your paper hanging on. God, you shouldn't have said that like that.
Mm.
You hear what I'm saying about? You think all your stuff in order. All of it in order. You're on your way to glory. He looked down and said, you ain't been baptized. You ain't gonna be a man into the kingdom. Read what John said. John said, you must be born again. Of one another. To him into the kingdom of God. You don't got it like it's supposed to be? Guess what? You ain't going. Follow the book. Get in there and find out what it takes. Don't take it for granted. Find out what it takes. Study it and show yourself approved. I read. Did I read it?
Yeah.
Was it in the book?
It's in the book.
I thought I made it up.
No, you did.
Study it and show yourself approved. A word that need not to be ashamed. Rightly?
Divide.
Rightly?
Divide.
Divide. The word of truth. Come on, this is okay right now. You're in another. You're in another realm now. You just came enlightened to another level of knowledge. Amen.
Amen.
You gave to another level of knowledge. Search it out. Don't take my word. Search it out. Don't just read it for yourself. Search it out. Get you some books. Search it out. Huh, Pastor? You got my blessing over there. Search it out. We get ready to pray right here on this morning. We get ready to pray right here. You never see so many people in this day and time get saved but don't get baptized. You said, but baptism is for the washing of but folks still got that same conscience. That's why they still doing what they do. Church full of folks. You know what I think? Everybody standing to your feet. Hallelujah. We tell God thank you for your name. God is great. And great to be great. You know, it's bad when you get revelation if you won't do that with what God gave you. That's messed up. But he said he didn't know he can do it. And do it now. He's going to be real with
it. Right.
He that don't know, he's going to be real with it. He said, look, he said, don't you not to have known, then to know. And in our terminology, don't do. I feel your spirit, some of y'all on edge. There's some of your spirit, some of y'all are loving. There's some of your spirit, amen, you want something, but you don't have to come to you. But first of all, you're not saved. You're out of the ark of faith. You're out of the will of God. If you don't backslid, if you want to come back home, married to you, you wait on him. If you haven't had an experience with him, I want to give you a personal invitation tonight. Tell you to come to him. But he said that they didn't do his voice, harden out your heart. Don't let it be said too late that I put it off a little bit too long. And I didn't make my mind. But you're designed to come, come. You don't want to come? I am a bound and humble. I am a bound and humble. Dead or alive, I'm coming to get you. That's what time it is. Nobody wants to be committed. Nobody wants to submit. Nobody wants to come. All right, you may be seated. I'm going to pray for you. We're going to get on the side. We're going to give God a prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You got over there standing rush. Are you preaching yet? You going forward yet? Somewhere stand right there. You're going to get in a hurry. Do I have any help? They ain't a helper, my first one. I appreciate you.